Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, and I'm here with my co-host, Dave Allen, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Wednesday, March 14th, 2018. Good afternoon, Dave.
Another hump day.
Yes,
happy
it is.
Wednesday, Melody.
As we do each and every Wednesday, we also have Wendy Wilson joining us from Apothecary Herbs, and we're always excited to have her here on the program every Wednesday because, you know, she's the one person that will help you stay healthy. So make sure you stay tuned right after the market report. We'll talk to Wendy. But first, gold today, you know, it doesn't even, gold was down a buck today, 1,325. Silver was down 3 pennies today at $16.63. Platinum was also down $3 at $966, and little change with palladium at $996. Didn't have a chance to follow the markets today. There was pressure and gold on the dollar in the index earlier in the day. That since reversed. What was gold's high today? Oh, it was up $5 earlier in the day when there was pressure on the dollar. The dollar reversed, and so did gold. The dollar is up 0.05, but still under 90 at 89.72. Crude oil was up 19 cents at 60.90, and the paper markets today, the Dow was down about 1%. 247 points at 24,759. The NASDAQ was down 14 points, 7,496. The S&P was down 15 at 2,749. And all the reports are sort of leading. The pressure of the Dow today was due to trade fears. But we're going to talk a little bit about those trade fears briefly. Larry Kudlow and some other things. We got a great program for you today. But first, let's get right to Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melody. And hello, Dave.
Hi, Wendy.
Oh, I thought we'd talk about understanding viruses today. Because, you know, medical physicians and even veterinarians are not being taught the whole truth when it comes to viruses, antiviral meds, and even your vaccines. And we're going to hear from medical experts on this. So when health professionals are ignorant and are working with an inferior premise, and the public is also unaware, this is a formula for disaster. Now, science is instructing physicians with regard to live and dead viruses in a lot of antiviral treatments, who in turn instruct their patients. So physicians may tell patients that this is a dead virus, it's not as potent as a live one, and this is often told to patients that are concerned about vaccine treatments, especially like expectant mothers. Is this true? And does it, you know, change the risk for patients when they receive treatments that are supposed to be from a flu vaccine with a live or dead virus? Let me ask you guys, both of you, do you think viruses are alive or dead?
Alive.
Okay, and Melanie?
I'll take the opposite side of the equation, dead.
Okay. Well, let's see who's right. According to Dr. Rancenziello, he's an Italian virologist, he says viruses are not dead and they're not alive, but they're merely simple protein blueprints. And these proteins invade living cells where they then have the necessary elements to replicate and even combine with other pathogens to create more disease. Here's another quote from the doctor. He says, this explains why in humans and animals, the injected vaccines result in viral infections exploding and exploiting the weakest area and can manifest possibly in a disease 30 to 35 years later. So some of these viruses can lay dormant and then and so this is why I think once you said, Dave, people have gotten vaccines and went on to live very healthy, important lives. Well, later on, according to virologists here, you can come down with a disease. So the viruses, they say, combine with other pathogens, and you can get multiple diseases. He goes on
to
finish his quote.
Please.
He goes on to say, most people are unaware that the level of contamination in the body by vaccine creates this ticking time bomb that can hasten victims to their deaths. And he says, proprietary protection laws have for decades shielded the deadly ingredients in vaccines. Okay, you had a question, Dave?
Oh, No, you know what? No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Not that important.
Okay. Well, Dr. Harris Coulter is author of Mark of the Beast Hidden in Plain Sight. He says this: violence, criminality, low IQ, aggression, anger can all be linked to vaccines. He says common fevers, encephalitis, high-pitched crying, neurological disorders, and learning disabilities follow vaccinations and also are occurring in animals, but it's not being recognized. This is if it's getting you at your weakest link and not always at the same time, it may be a delayed thing. This is why people get different reactions from the same vaccine. And this is why vaccine companies have been hiding behind this, saying, well, if our vaccines were so deadly, everybody would come down with the same problem. Now virologists are showing you why that's not the case. This is a quote from Dr. Ron Schultz. He says, there is a lot of genetic damage going on with vaccines. Children who survive the many vaccines within their vaccine schedule or grow up not able to think. There was a French study done at the California Davis Hospital, which showed that vaccinated puppies were more difficult to train. So vaccine damage, he says, is genetic, it's passed on. Most of the outbreaks of infectious disease, he said, are the production, manufacture, research, transportation, storage, and administration of your vaccine serums. All this, he says, is well documented. He goes on to say vaccines are really not legitimate, that they have no safety records, they are not necessary to protect you from disease, and he considers them an indefensible practice. Dr. Edie West has a time bomb for you guys. He says aluminum in the vaccines is causing cancer, which was admitted in 1999 by the WHO and NATO and the International Agency for Research on Cancer.
You know, isn't it aluminum and something else that are in those shots?
Yeah, the mercury is in there.
Mercury, yeah,
right, that's what, right. I'm thinking they they called it thermosol, and for 35 years, virologists didn't know what thermosol was. Now these are the guys in microbiology investigating viruses for, you know, industry to make vaccines, and they had no idea they were putting mercury in the vaccines. Here's a quote from Dr. Edie. He says, aluminum lets heavy metals, including mercury, into the brain along with the viruses, and one thing that's too large to enter the brain is immune system antibodies.
You know, I was talking to a doctor about the vaccinations and with these items in there, and he says in single shots, you won't find the mercury. You won't find the thermosol. He says in the double shots.
Oh, where they combine?
They're combined. He says that's where you'll find it. He says, but on the single shots, you won't. And, you know, I couldn't.
Right.
I didn't know one way or another, so I couldn't really,
well, I know,
you know, ask any other questions. So.
Well, a lot
but
of
I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, you're right. And a lot of them are combining 2, 3, even 6 diseases now in one vial. And this is a whole lot for a small kid's immune system to deal with.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but is it possible for people to say, instead of giving my child, you know, all of them, you know, combined, to give them in single, single doses? Can they request that?
You certainly may. I don't know if you'll get cooperation. That's what happened to my youngest child, Zachary, when he was a year old. They were doing the super shots, and my gut said no. So, because you would come back at 15 and 17 months to pick up the others. So, he just got his regular DPT, and he got encephalitis from it. Now, according to the natural doctors I worked with afterwards with him, they said, had I not done that, he'd have died. Based on just the reaction from the three in the DPT, there's three diseases in there. Dr. Mark Gerard, author of Reformatting Hippocratic Principles, says vaccines have never made their case for safety, efficiency, or necessity against disease, and the level of fraud in science is terrible. We, as physicians, are certainly not first do no harm. Well, also, he goes on to say conventional medicine is really actually the very reason we're all suffering what he calls deconstructed health, producing a lot of chronic disease and a lot of behavioral illnesses. So, man, this is just totally blowing people's minds. Now, we've been flooded with news reports recently that both men and women have this hormone dysfunction. The last 40 years, the sperm count in men has declined 52%, we're told. It's believed that some health experts are saying it's a combination of all these toxic assaults like vaccines, fluoride, aluminum, mercury. They're causing, they say, endocrine disruption, and the endocrine system manufactures hormones for you. So it's leading, they say, to this precarious hormone level disease, and they confirm that even male children are more sensitive to mercury, so they have a 200% increased risk of autism. So the and I heard male black children have a higher risk than the white ones. So let me ask you, have you ever thought about your serum vaccines containing venereal disease?
Not lately.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do. They also have spermicides in them. And why the heck is that? You know, expected, we're expected to get, when we ask, we challenge that, we're told that, you know, well, there may be some devastating, unexpected, or what they call, quote, unintended consequences of vaccinations. But, you know, if it's your child, that's not acceptable. You know, if it's your child that has suffered. And guess when this herd immunity started? It started in 1918. Did you know the 1918 swine flu pandemic was really a vaccine test? They learned a lot about their vaccines, and they made them more subtle because people died right away. So now they've kind of adjusted the vaccines where it's not as obvious.
Amazing.
Well, when you get a vaccine, it causes immune system dysfunction. You get a irregular immune system action, according to virologists that are truthful. They say it causes chronic disease, endocrine system dysfunction, genetic disorders, learning disabilities, and also in some cases premature death. And Dr. Wakefield says, you know, the vaccinated versus the non-vaccinated population studies are revealing the extensive damage that's occurring from vaccines, and the damage is accumulative. He says there's this rise in pathology, endocrine disruption, neurological damage, digestive tract problems, immune system damage, everything, he says, including behavioral. He says there's really no funding for studies to prove your vaccines are dangerous because those making money from vaccines won't allow studies that would make vaccines unsellable. Any studies exposing truth are privately funded. And what is the killer of truth? The love of money. That's the Bible tells you that.
Yeah. And you know what? The industry has gotten so big, so so wealthy, so they're just not any, you know, it's just produce, and inject.
Right. Well, now some viruses are so deadly, they'll even kill bacterias. They're called bacteriophages. And viruses, they prefer hosts that contain carbon, and we're nothing but carbon. And they also find hosts in soil, water, aerosols, body fluids. They can infect plants, animals, and humans. Most of the viruses invade your cell and then create cell death. And if you get a massive cell death occurring, it can create acute metabolic disruption and even death. Now, they're capable to remain dormant, as we stated, and attack the body later. And some viruses remain in a host for life. An example would be venereal diseases and hepatitis. And viruses have this distinct characteristic of attack mode, or the pathways they like to travel. And the science admits prevention of viruses is impossible due to their microscopic size. So they like to invade respiratory systems, digestive tracts, your fluid hydration system, and your dermis, your skin. So it's really, viruses are really a totally separate organism. And here's an example from the Encyclopedia of Life. They can be complex proteins, and they can invade cellular organisms. Just in 3 ounces of seawater, we'll have 900 million viruses, and they're capable of replicating every 20 minutes. Anybody want to guess about a sneeze and what's in that?
Nope.
No. Well, a sneeze can contain about 40,000 droplets, and in each one contain about 16,000 viral pathogens. So aerosol viruses can actually be suspended in air for hours. So think about that the next time you're on an elevator or in an airplane.
Knowing that someone sneezed right before you went in there.
Right. Well, I mean, even on your flight, I mean, that air is recirculated.
Yep.
So that's why, you know, a lot of airline attendants, they get a lot of those respiratory bronchitis and pneumonia infections quite a bit. I even have a neighbor that works for US Air that he's in the maintenance area, and they go in on the planes and they do their jobs, and they have to replace and swap out those air filters. He said he made the mistake one day of taking out a dirty air filter for the air system on the plane, and he dropped it, and all the stuff went up into the air. He could see it, and he got so sick. He got a real bad case of pneumonia.
Oh, my.
I know. He says it was really gross. So we have immune systems that are supposed to be very sophisticated, and if we just don't suppress them and give them a problem, our immune system can code antibodies for all these viruses. There's really and there's also herbal formulas God has given us, you know, the herbs here to support the immune system function and make it strong. So herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie.
No, he can't. And can you give us some details on how people can get a hold of you, your newsletter? Well, you have a newsletter also, and we have a newsletter.
Sure.
And your magazine.
Absolutely. A free catalog. If you want a product catalog, you can go to thepowerherbs.com and click on free catalog. Also, you can sign up for the newsletters, Melanie's newsletter, The American Survival. And if you want to just call, if you don't do the internet, it's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And we just started our spring sale, Melanie. You know, spring's next week.
Yes, it is.
So we have a store-wide 20% off. And that runs through the 21st. So people can get, you know, their cleanses. Spring's a great time for doing organ cleansing and save at the same time.
All right. Give us your website once again, please.
Sure. Thepowerherbs.com puts power back in your hands. The Power Herbs, or call toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless.
You know, hopefully next week, I don't know if you want to, but could you just spend a little time on how you preserve your herbs and what you do to make them, you know, better than what you usually find in other places and so forth. Could you just touch on that a little bit next week?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it's really interesting, and you do once in a while, but I think it's been a while since we heard.
Just remind me. Absolutely. I could sum it up in like 3 minutes.
Okay, fantastic. Well, until next week in those 3 minutes, thank you for joining us today, Wendy. And folks, we'll be right back after these few short messages. Acting on your best behavior, turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as common sense voices of integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And, of course, you can listen to these radio programs either live, or you can listen to the archives, so they are there for you at your listening convenience, whether it's for 4 p.m. Eastern for the live program, or anytime throughout the day or evening. So get to the website at dgscoins.com. And all prices are great today. Again, we saw a little bit of pressure on gold. Things aren't going to last. You know, people always want to know when things are going to happen. You know, they want a day and time and everything like that. And, but I think we're getting a little bit closer and closer. Just today, the Atlantic Fed, they came out and they're revising their estimates that they gave out earlier in this year in January. They were calling for a 5.4% GDP gain. But, gee, they changed it today and said it's more likely to be just about 1.9%. Now, this cut comes amid similar reductions from J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs. They're now seeing growth at 2% and 1.8%. And we also had some disappointing retail sales numbers today that might have been at the root of the latest reductions. And so when they first came out with this 5.4%, Dave, I said, hey, there's no way we're going to get a 5.4% GDP. What are they smoking? You know, it's going to be under 3. I didn't even think it would be 1.8 or 1.9. I figured it'd be between 2 and 3, and they're even suggesting it might be below 2.
I think some of these places have truly prostituted themselves and shown the country and the world, you know, what they are at their heart. And that's, well, I'm not sure I can say it on the air, so I won't. What I believe is really going on is a very self-interested strategy of promoting the corporate tax cuts, among other policies. Yeah. You know, some people might call that, you know, conspiracy theorist. Like, I don't believe there's necessarily collusion among these different companies and economists, but I truly believe that it's part of a mindset that, you know, helped result, or at least tried to sell politically, this tax cut scheme that may or may not play out the way it was sold. You know, time will tell. I'm certainly among the skeptics, as I believe are you, that it's going to produce the kind of economic effects that even President Trump's apparent appointee to replace Gary Cohn, Larry Kudlow, was taking. That is the supply side perspective, that tax cuts are almost always good, and will almost always result in additional economic growth to offset the cost that would otherwise accrue to the economy. Aren't you glad you asked?
Well, no, you know what? Larry Kudlow, you know, I wanted to, you know, he was, he did accept, he told the AP that he accepted the White House economics job. He opposes tariffs, but he is in accord with Trump's policies. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. So Kudlow is going to replace Gary Cohen. And, you know, Kudlow is 70 years old. He is shown to show loyalty to Trump. But he's been around Wall Street and Washington for a long time. He was an advisor to Reagan. And Trump has made it clear that he's hoping to use the turnover to reshape his staff closer to his own image. And he is tired of senior staff that oppose him and his policies and priorities that Trump supported on the campaign trail. Well, Kudlow did clash with him in the past. And as you said, you know, Trump was all for, I mean, Kudlow, I believe, disagrees with the tariffs, but he was all for the tax cuts, just like what you said. But you know what? And again, Larry Kudlow, he's been around a long time. He's an insider. He was Democrat for a lot of years. He turned Republican. He was actually he's actually a Catholic. He was Jewish and turned Catholic, which I just thought that was interesting.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. And but what I also wanted to talk about Kudlow is, you're right, he's a supply side cider. And let me pull up this information that I have here. Prior to the Great Recession, in 2002, Kudlow called for the United States to attack Iraq because a lack of decisive follow-through in the global war on terrorism is the single biggest problem facing the stock market and the nation today. This is the guy in charge. He's willing to go to war so that the stock market rises and is supported. Kudlow firmly denied that the United States would enter a recession in 2007. He denied it. Oh, we're not going into a recession. He denied that we were in the midst of a recession in early to mid 2008. In December of 2007, he wrote, "The recession debate is over. It's not going to happen. Time to move on." At a bare minimum, he says, we are looking at Goldilocks 2.0, and that's a minimum. The Bush boom is alive and well. It's finishing up its sixth splendid year with many more years to come. In May of 2008, Larry Kudlow wrote, "President George W. Bush may turn out to be the top economic forecaster in the country in his R is for right." He said he didn't believe we're heading into a recession in regards to the large Wall Street job drop of August 4th of 2011 and recent signs of weaknesses in the United States GDP. He didn't believe that we were... Now, this is the guy that's going to be heading Trump and his economy. He's going to advise Mr. Trump of our economic situations. Kudlow is a strong dollar believer, too. He's not going to get it. He can't get it. They need a weak dollar. So I would expect Kudlow to be replaced if he's the final, you know, Kudlow said he accepted, but I don't think we've actually heard quote from the administration, from President Trump, that announced, unless it was made in this past hour. He's going to be replaced in less than a year, I would believe.
He may choose to to take some of he may follow in the steps of his predecessor, Gary Cohn, and decide that 1 year is enough. You know, you raise some really good points, Melody. The one thing, well, we know a lot of things about Kudlow. He's a flashy, provocative, well-spoken advocate of his positions. And for sure, you would think that he's going to be a real effective point person for the president, particularly, if one of his major, if not the major role he's to play, is to get more positive coverage of Trump and the administration's financial policies and actions. But here's the thing. He's been wrong a lot on big issues. And you pointed some of them out. I mean, he literally dismissed the housing bubble, the subprime loans in particular. And I forget the quote I saw earlier today. I can't find it now, but it's telling. On the one hand, he's a strong believer in promoting his positions.
Yes, he's very good.
On the other hand, there's something to be said about being on the right side in terms of making decisions. And this is what I worry about a person that lacks the policy experience that our president has. Look, I don't, love him, like him, dislike him, hate him, whatever. We know that he comes to Washington with little policy experience. And this is why I thought a guy like Cohn was so important to have in the inner circle, someone who can tell you what he thinks is the right thing to do, not what you want to hear. And I think hearing opposing views, particularly as president of the United States. And that's my biggest initial concern about Larry Kudlow, if in fact, as you said, he's officially appointed. I guess we'll believe it when we see them together arm in arm in the Rose Garden. Right.
Kudlow will be the administration's biggest cheerleader. And you're right, that is not what we need at this point in time of this country and our economy. I mean, we were going to talk a little bit about retail sales. So people in blind faith, we followed up out of the last quarter of 2017. People were feeling mighty good. We just had a tax cut, and everybody was going to have big payoffs in their paychecks. Well, maybe what we're seeing because retail sales are down is because those big bucks weren't in those paychecks. I saw also in thing, we'll talk about it later. I just want to finish up on Kudlow. Not that this has anything to do with today, but Larry Kudlow did have, and maybe this has a little bit of something to do with his thinking. Don't know. He had a $100,000 a month cocaine and alcohol problem.
Who's that?
Larry Kudlow.
Larry.
Back in the 90s. I don't know how long it was. He cleaned himself up in the mid-90s. And, kudos to him. I applaud him. Yeah. It's a very difficult thing to do. But I also know when you have those types of issues somewhere along the line, you do lose a few brain cells. Now, I don't know if those brain cells come back.
Interesting concept.
Maybe those were the problems. He couldn't recognize the recession. I don't know. And again, I'm not saying anything nasty per se and personally about him. I'm just saying, our histories, make us what we are today. So I was never a fan of Kudlow because I always did believe he, just like leading us into the, he was just a cheerleader. He says the same thing over and over and over again. But so moving on from that, U.S. retail sales unexpectedly fell in February for a third month, adding to signs that consumer spending will cool this quarter from a previous period's hot pace. And, of course, this is from the Commerce Department figures that were released today. The overall sales fell 0.1% after a 0.1% decrease the prior month. Even the December figures were revised to down 0.1%. Purchases at automobile dealers fell 0.9%, and that's a second straight month with such a reading. So-called retail control group sales, which are used to calculate GDP, they do exclude food services, auto dealers, buildings, material stores and so forth, they did rise a little bit, but 7 of the 13 major retail categories showed declines. So it does show us that the consumer spending is easy. We can say shoppers are just taking a breath, which I don't think so. I think it is a sign of our economies. And I think that is why Trump is trying to do the tariffs. Trump is doing the taxes. Trump is doing, because I think he does think if you throw enough money at it, we'll grow our way out of our problems. I don't believe that. I think it's just taken us down a bigger hole. But being in the business that he was in, it worked for him. And I think he can do, and I think he truly believes in his heart that he can do the same here for this country, getting us out of our debt. And I don't think that's the case. In addition to declines at auto dealers and gas stations, February figures reflected lower demand at furniture and home furnishing stores, electronics and appliance vendors, food and beverage sellers, and health and personal care stores. General merchandise stores saw a 0.4% decline in receipts. That's the most since May, following a similar advance in January. Consumption was probably sufficient to keep the Federal Reserve policymakers on track for their interest rate next week, interest rate increase next week. And what I thought was interesting of all of this was receipts at gasoline stations fell 1.2%. Gasoline rose, but it didn't rise that much in order for those receipts to drop 1.2%. Now, that's not heating oil. It's gasoline stations, so people aren't buying as much gasoline. That means they're not driving as much. Was weather that bad?
Well, maybe it was one of the nor'easters in February, or have they all been in March? I wonder if it's bad. Yeah, I wonder if other bad winter weather may have kept people off the roads.
Now, we do have a 3 days, February is a short month. I'm not sure if that has anything to do with it or not. And I know you wanted to talk about a lot of things today, and I just want to do these things. These are just what quick headlines. U.S. is pressing China to cut trade surplus by $100 billion. I can't imagine going to China and saying, hey guys, can you cut that? Can you cut that trade surplus by $100 billion, please? You know, what are we going to offer them for them to do that?
Hey, look, you know, it's the new millennium. You know, you ask, you receive. You know, who knows what the thinking behind that is? Talk about a fool's errand. Wishful thinking at best. Just totally foolish.
I just can't imagine. And then yesterday there was perhaps to impose tariffs on up to $60 billion of Chinese imports. That was increased. And earlier I saw a smaller number. So we'll have to see how this all plays out. I keep my fingers crossed. I'm hopeful it might do something good. But when I bring a little bit of reality into it and some critical thinking, I understand that it can't work. We'll be right back, right after these few short moments.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. You know, Dave, you know, we talk about Larry Kudlow as the cheerleader through the 2006. He was just there. He was just a mouthpiece, being brought across all the financial news programs, telling people not to worry, because you can question yourself, did he maybe not know underneath? And he was just the mouthpiece, the cheerleader to keep it going, to keep the markets from collapsing, supporting President Bush. It's hard to believe that if he's to be intelligent as he is, that he would know,
we've talked about
it since 2005.
Yeah, I forget a little bit of his history, but you know, he served as, I believe, a deputy director of economics and planning at the Office of Management and Budget in the Reagan years, Those deputy director jobs are often, you know, political guys who are there to provide cover for either the director of OMB, which probably was Stockman for most of that time, David Stockman, as well as, you know, the presidents that they serve. So, in fact, this could be just, you know, Larry Kudlow reincarnated. I guess we'll have to wait and see, you know, what role he actually plays after he's appointed. But you know, if past is prologue, I think we see him taking on a similar role as we see him today on CNBC. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, and I did want to make one more comment, Senator Rand Paul. He announced today that he's going to oppose the nominations of both Mike Pompeo and Gina Haspel, who President Trump elected as Secretary of State and the CIA Director, respectively. We talked about them yesterday and the problems and so forth. Paul said he's going to do everything he can to block them. He was particularly critical of Haspel, who he said showed joyful glee when a suspected terrorist was tortured at one of the so-called black sites during the Iraq War. Haspel has served as the CIA for more than 3 decades and is currently the deputy director. She is one scary lady. She really is. One scary lady. I mean, I wouldn't want to get out of step with her.
Yeah, although privately, you know, there'd probably be a lot more people that, you know, might say, and I don't mean to sound sexist, but go girl. Publicly, you know, I wouldn't be surprised at all if her name is withdrawn as the next CIA director before she goes before a Senate committee for her confirmation hearing. Pompeo, on the other hand, I mean,
I,
you know,
like
particularly
him.
No, I mean, it's regardless of how you feel about him, though, I think in the context of 2 appointments being made at the same time, I think the political math may result in essentially a deal being cut behind the scenes. You know, they'll certainly Pompeo is going to get hit by the left with some of his positions. But I suspect even with Rand Paul's, I mean, unless he's going to go down the filibuster route, even with that, you know, they include the Dems in on a deal that where Haspel's name is withdrawn and Pompeo gets approved. Again, all speculation, but whew, yeah, I think her comments on waterboarding and the like is going to hurt her chances to become the director.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised she's still there. I mean, I'm surprised she's still there. Let me put it there. But
yeah, you know, one of the things I hope I'm not playing into my TV romanticism or movie romanticism, but you know, I thought I had understood that part of the role of the number two person at CIA was, you know, overseeing covert ops, and again being somewhat of a cover for the political appointment. I believe she's been a career CIA person, so you know that could mean something as well.
But I agree with you. I don't think though. You know, I agree with your assessment of that. So we'll have to wait and see. But Pompeo, I don't agree with a lot of his thoughts and so forth. But so we'll see how it plays out, and we'll see how long they stay in their positions.
apparently another yes man for the president. Maybe that's unfair, but
it certainly helps in your job security.
Yeah, in this administration, I'm afraid so.
Yeah. All right, what's next? I took up all the time going over those topics that I thought were important today, and they're true signs of where we're at in this economy. And our economy is separate anymore from the stock market. The two are separate. And just because those points are high, and if you have money in there, folks, ladies and gentlemen, I'd be hightailing it out of there and securing it with gold and silver, your pensions, your IRAs. Where is the government going to go to get money? They need money.
Yeah, boy, I'm telling you, folks, if you're listening to us and people like us, you know, it's good to think critically, for sure. And I hope that what we're telling you on a day-to-day basis is resonating with you. And there's not a whole lot that we talk about that you have to read between the lines, because we're trying to bring you truth and honesty. Certainly a lot of it is our opinions, and we're trying to be, you know, thoughtful, but again, most importantly, honest about it. And to hear what Melody just said, take it seriously. You know, the irrationality of this paper market, for someone who spent 30 plus years in the paper market, it never before, you know, have we seen the signals pointing toward a really significant downturn in the bond market, and then the stock market follows. Gold and silver zoom up after that. Don't miss out on the opportunity to buy now before that explosion happens. Melody,
you know, you're just not investing in your future. You truly are investing and protecting your children and grandchildren. We talk about the grandchildren's debt, you know, that they have to pay. They're kicking the can down the road for the grandkids. Well, if you believe that, why wouldn't you do something to protect them, your children and your grandchildren? So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Where are we going to now, Dave?
Well, you know, the world lost a legend last night when scientist and pop culture icon Stephen Hawking passed away. His death came 54 years after he was told he would soon curl up and die from the devastating motor disease he suffered from and lived with for most of his 76 years. Yes, Melody, the late, great Professor Hawking is the focus of this week's Brevity is Golden. You know, there's so much one can say about this brilliant, self-effacing scientist who was probably the first to make astrophysics, God, make it approachable for lay people across the globe, and whose many marvelous contributions came after his ALS diagnosis. Think about that. You know, as hard as it is to narrow down, here are just one or two of my few favorite Stephen Hawking quotes. And gosh, there are a number of them. And we, in fact, may, because of how important we think he was just to people in general, certainly not to gold and silver per se, but just as a fellow human being. His first, and I think it goes to the point of the impact he had as a scientist, he said once, "My goal is simple. It is complete understanding of the universe, why it is as it is, and why it even exists." And, you know, finally, probably my most favorite of all, because of its fundamental sense of honesty and his never-say-die optimism. He said, reflecting back on his life, "My expectations were reduced to zero when I was 21. Everything since has been a bonus." Let me say it one more time. "My expectations were reduced to zero when I was 21. Everything since then has been a bonus." Remember that, folks. Every second of every day we live is a bonus. So let's use our time here on Mother Earth to learn and do good things, not just for ourselves, but for all of humankind. Rest in peace, Stephen Hawking. And so, Melody, this ends this week's Brevity is Golden.
Well, we only have a few moments left of the program, and of course, you know, it's interesting, and there's a lot of discussions on the impact on oil with Tillerson leaving the scene, and RBC Capital Markets have said there could be very big implications for the global market. And I also saw that where if he went back into the oil market, into the oil business, he would lose millions and millions of dollars. I don't know if that's something he had to sign in order to become Secretary of State due to his position with Exxon prior to that. So we're not sure whether he'll enter that market again. But Croft, who had held positions at the CIA and other establishment organizations, said that Trump's decision to tap Pompeo as Secretary of State is bullish for oil prices. He says, according to Croft, Pompeo's appointment will likely be the nail in the coffin for the Iran nuclear deal and will spur additional sanctions on Venezuela. And she said yesterday that Rex Tillerson had been a moderating influence in the Trump administration. He had argued for maintaining that Iran nuclear agreement, but he argued against some very tough economic sanctions on Venezuela. With Pompeo, a known hawk, taking the top diplomat job, as we said, we could see Trump easily making the decision to not renew Iran's sanction waivers on May 12th. Effectively ending U.S. participation in the Iran nuclear deal. And again, it could be very dangerous at this point in time.
That's interesting. I'm definitely going to have to mark the calendar for that. You know, I was fascinated, you know, Melody, though, that the oil markets didn't react to the news with a run higher yesterday. I think you had mentioned the WTI crude fell 1.1%. A barrel, and Brent crude dipped to 0.5%. Both saw their fourth negative session yesterday in 5 days. Earlier today, WTI crude had risen to $61.31. That was up roughly 60 cents a barrel before settling down at 60.51 at noon. People are saying the oil market's still very fixated on the U.S. supply story. There's a perception in the market that U.S. production is going to cause the market to become oversupplied again. The bullish case for rising oil prices is apparently supported by Venezuela's ongoing battle against debt and keeping its own state oil company afloat. The country, which is one of the world's top oil producers, has been facing U.S. sanction over its internal political turmoil. Now, you know, whether the new tariffs on steel and aluminum could spark a trade war in Asia, likely to have a negative effect on oil demand, but who knows? It's probably premature to worry about that. There are other things that are, right in the tip of our nose that probably make more sense to be worried about. Melody?
Well, you know, there's things coming everywhere all of a sudden. And, of course, we talked a little bit yesterday about the British Prime Minister, Theresa May. She threw 23 Russian diplomats out of the country in retaliation for the alleged poisoning of the former spy and his daughter on UK soil. She says that they're going to move to freeze Russian state assets in response to what she called an unlawful use of force involving weapons-grade nerve agent against the UK. She also told members of parliament that more steps will be taken against Putin's government in secret, hinting that Britain could launch cyber attacks on Kremlin interests. We did see that he came out and said, you don't mess with the nuclear power. You know, and it's like, and everything has sort of ratcheted up in their discussions. And we'll have to talk a little bit more about that at another day. But thank you for being here, Dave. It was a great program. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Until tomorrow, I'll be back with Butch Paul. And be safe out there, ladies and gentlemen. And good night and God bless.
Bye-bye. That's too bad.